Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden told Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Thursday that he would be announcing a new security package for Kyiv during the wrap-up of a NATO summit.
This will be the eighth package I've authorized since we've signed the national security bill.
Biden added the U.S. would continue to stand by Ukraine.
Ukraine will prevail, and I want you to know we're going to be with you every step of the way.
Zelensky thanked the president for the support.
I'm grateful to you, your team, your administration, of course, Congress, both parties, both chambers, and all Americans for their vital and your strong support of Ukraine and Ukrainian people.
Zelensky also said the two men would discuss how to achieve a just end to the war with Russia and call for a second peace summit this year. An initial summit which Russia was not invited to was held in Switzerland last month. An Australian army private and her husband are accused of spying for Russia. And the first charges brought under Australia's sweeping espionage laws enacting in 2018. The Russian-born couple are Australian citizens with Russian passports and are scheduled to appear in court Friday. Australian federal police said each suspect was charged with one count of preparing for an espionage offense. The charge alleges that they sought information with the intention of providing it to Russian authorities. Whether the information was handed to Russia is still being investigated. Australian security forces have disrupted other alleged Russian spying in recent years. Meanwhile, the Russian embassy in Australia did not immediately comment to the charges and the trial. More at voanews.com.